on 1116 SEN, the Nob Ozgig Show with Tony Shebeki. For select footy stars, official AFL collector cards for kids and a serious collector.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. It is the NAB AFL Ozkick Show here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. Hope you're all doing okay out there, kids. We want to have a chat to you because this is your program. That's right. It's a program for kids to talk about footy. You can talk about your Ozkick experience on a weekend, if that's what you do. If you do Ozkick, then we want to hear from you, 9429 1116. If you are a junior footballer, we want to hear from you. We want to hear about you and who you're playing this week and what you're doing and how your junior footy's going. Give us a call, 9429 1116. If you just want to talk about your team, you might want to talk about the Bulldogs getting up by a point. You might want to talk about the Demons getting up over West Coast. What a great win that was last night for the Demons. You might want to talk about Sydney or Essendon. You might be an Essendon supporter and you might be disappointed that your team went down by a point. Whoever you want to talk about, we want to talk to you. 9429 1116, because that's what we do here. We talk about footy. We also call footy as well. And this is how we called the end of each of the games so far in round 14.
The umpire's going to come in and bounce it down. The siren sounds! The mighty Fighting Hawks! What an incredible win! Alistair Clarkson has conquered so much. But apart from his magnificent four premierships, this is perhaps his finest moment. 17th on the ladder, has beaten the top of the table Adelaide Crows as this amazing season continues to confound. It's Hawthorn 14-12-96, Adelaide 12-10-82.
And Gary Rowan wins the game for the Sydney Swans.
Oh, look at Longmire.
Incredible scenes, jubilation at the SCG. Gary Rowan with a goal after the siren, and have a look at him.
They've run off the interchange, Vince Manny. They're charging down to the goal square. These are incredible scenes around the SCG. Their season is alive, and look, dead and buried about 3 minutes ago.
35,933 fans in today. We see the Pies go down by 31 points, 13-15-93. Collingwood a 9-8-62. They led by 21 points, Port Adelaide at quarter time. They led by 17 at half time. The margin was 34 at three quarter time. The margin in that last quarter is 31 points.
Spearing out of the pack, one last chance. Gaff sends it long. Melbourne plays everywhere. The mark taken and they've won the game. Are they on a flight to the final? Getting over to land the Eagles at home. That's a first class result. There's no doubt about that. What a game of footy.
Yeah, you're right. It was a great game of footy last night between Melbourne and the West Coast Eagles. I was watching it at home, and a couple of the family members of Melbourne supporters, so they were pretty excited towards the end of the game. 9429 1116. Let's get straight to our calls, because we've always got heaps lining up, and today is no exception. Of course, let's mention, too, that we do have some great prizes to give away. Of course, if you hear this sound... If you hear that sound, then that means you are the receiver of an amazing prize. A box of 2017 select footy cards will be coming your way. Yes, it is good news. Great applause from the studio audience here at 1116 SEN. We're going to send you a box of footy cards. How good would that be if you hear that sound while you are on the phone? We've also got the 2017 Select AFL footy albums to give away as well. We've got two Milestone banner vouchers to give away. Now, this is a $50 voucher towards your next Milestone game banner from milestonebanners.com.au. So if you're playing in your 50th junior game for your club, and mum and dad want to do you a banner, all they do is they can use this voucher to go towards that, or they can just go to milestonebanners.com.au and they will make you one that'll say, Happy 50th Game, Billy Bloggs, or whatever your name might be. If your name's Billy Bloggs, I feel sorry for you. But that could be your name. And if it is, then it'll go on the banner. We're also going to give away lots of other things as well, including a club jump double pass to Extreme Air Trampoline Park in Keysborough. So we've got two of those to give away as well. So plenty of prizes to give away. Give us a call, 9429 1116. Max out at Waverley joins us. G'day, Max.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Fantastic. How are the Waverley Park Hawks going?
They're going good.
So, under-12s this year?
11.
Under-11s, okay. Tell us how the season's going. Fill us in.
Yeah, I think we've lost three and... I mean, we've won three and lost one.
Won three and lost one. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you've only played four games for the year?
We've played four grading games plus. So.
Oh, okay. You have grading games at the start, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Today I played my 100th.
You play your 100th game today?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I do.
100 games of footy. That means you've been playing like for 10 years or something.
I started in prep.
Wowee.
Yeah.
That's pretty special, Max.
Yes, it is.
So do you feel that you're a much better footballer now than you were when you were in prep?
Yeah.
What's the greatest thing you've learned in football in 100 games?
Just the skills.
The skills, yeah. Well, you need them. They're pretty important. Have you also learned, you know what I've learned this weekend from watching football?
What?
I've learned that you're never, ever out of a game of footy.
Yeah.
Never, ever give up. If you're 3 goals down with 5 minutes to go, you just never know what could happen, do you?
Well, I go for Sydney.
Well, they were 3 goals down with like 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, and then Gary Rowan kicked the winning goal.
Oh, what were you doing when he kicked that goal, Max?
Sleeping.
Oh, so you missed it.
Yeah, but I watched the replay the night before.
Yeah.
I mean, the next day.
Oh, boy. Was it like, were the family watching it? Were they cheering? Did they wake you up?
Yeah.
They did?
Yep.
Oh, man. It was a pretty good win. Pretty good win. Yeah. Hey, have you got a guy that plays with you called Angus?
Yeah.
Is he a pretty special friend?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get Angus on the line to have a chat to you as well. Are you there, Angus?
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Good. And you're from the Waverley Park Hawks as well?
Yep.
Tell us about Max as a footballer, Angus. What's he like?
He's probably one of the best in our team.
Oh, would you say he's one of the best in the competition?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah? Because, you know, there's an award, like at the end of the year they have like the league best and fairest. So wouldn't that be grouse if Max won the league best and fairest?
Yeah.
Hey, Max, what's Angus like as a footballer?
Yeah, he's a good forward. He takes lots of marks.
Is he a strong...
And he feeds it off.
He's a strong mark. That's pretty important when you're a forward, Angus, to be a strong mark.
Yeah.
How far can you kick, Angus?
20, 30 metres.
Oh, man, that's all right for an 11-year-old. And you're only 10, aren't you?
Yeah.
10 years old and you can kick 30 metres.
Yeah, probably about that, yeah.
Well, you know what? If you improve 3 metres every year, by the time you're 20... you'll be kicking 60-metre goals.
I hope.
Oh, wouldn't that be grouse?
Mm-hmm.
To be just inside the square and to know, you know, wow, I can kick this. That'd be pretty cool. Hey, boys, so who are you playing today?
We're playing Caulfield Bears.
Caulfield Bears.
Yep.
So it's the Hawks versus the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you going to win by?
100 points.
What? That's pretty confident, Angus. Max, how much are you going to win by?
Maybe 30, maybe more.
Oh, well, we'll wait and see, hey? I look forward to hearing how this all goes. Hey, guys, thank you so much for calling. I really do appreciate that. Now, Max, because it's your 100th game, you've already got a batter happening today, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right, so there's no use giving you a milestone batter voucher. Because you'll have to hold that locked until the 150th. Angus, how many games have you played?
I play my 50th next year.
Next year, that's a bit way away too, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do. Have I given you guys a prize recently? Have you been on?
No.
All right,
I've got an album.
No, that's all right. That's good. You keep that album. You keep that up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a double pass to the Extreme Air Trampoline Park in Keysborough. So what I'll do is I'll give it to you, Max, because you were the first caller. But, Max, you've got to promise me that you'll take Angus with you.
Yeah, I will.
All right, so school holidays coming up in a week's time.
Yeah.
I want you two guys to go and have some great fun at the Extreme Air Trampoline Park in Keysborough, okay?
Okay.
All right, good on you, boys. Thanks for calling. Good luck today against the Bears.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Max and Angus out there from the Waverley Park Hawks.
Yeah. On 11:16 SEN, the Nob Oz Kick Show with Tony Shebeki. For select footy stars, official AFL collector cards for kids and a serious collector.
Yeah, welcome back. 21 minutes past 8 here on 11:16 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. Straight back into our calls. Will joins us from East Sunbury. G'day, Will.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
Hi.
Fantastic. Now, what do you do? Junior football, Auskick? What do you do?
I'm an under-11s.
Under-11s at East Sunbury?
Yep.
How do they go?
Good. We lost last week.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. Was it a close game?
Hmm?
Was it a close game?
No.
No, oh, you got pummeled.
Yep.
Well, that happens.
I know.
It happens every now and then.
Hmm?
How do you play, mate? How do you go?
Good.
Yeah, good. Well, how long have you been playing footy for?
2 years.
You enjoying your footy?
Yeah.
And that's the main thing, as long as you're enjoying it, mate. Who do you follow in the AFL?
Sydney.
Oh, well, geez, you'd be a pretty happy boy then.
I know.
Well, did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Could you believe what you saw unfolding in front of your eyes in the last few minutes?
It was after the siren.
I know. It was just amazing. Lots of Sydney fans, I think, left the game with about 5 or 6 minutes to go.
Oh.
Because they thought, oh, that's it, Essendon's won. They're 3 goals up. There's no way we'll come back. But never leave the footy early.
I know.
Gee whiz, never ever leave the footy early because you just don't know what might happen. Who's your favourite player, bud?
Lance Franklin.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, isn't he? Did you like him when he was at Hawthorn?
Not really.
No, but then
when I was in Hawthorn was Adam Goods.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. No, Adam Goods a great player. When you read in the paper, can you turn your mind back, close your eyes, and remember back to when you read in the paper Lance Franklin is coming to Sydney?
Yeah.
What did you think?
That we're going to win most games.
Yeah, you nearly right too.
Mm.
You're nearly right. This year's probably been the worst year since he's been there, but you're coming good.
I know.
And that is the main thing. Will, thank you for calling, my friend. A 2017 Select Footy Card Footy Album coming your way.
Hang on
to the line. We'll grab your details. All the best with the footy today.
Thank you.
See you, Will. Thank you, too. Riley out at Cheltenham joins us. G'day, Riley.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
How's life going with the Cheltenham Panthers?
Good.
Yeah, so you're in under-9s?
Under-8.
Under-8. That's cool. Do they play like modified rules at under eights?
Yeah.
So you're allowed to tackle?
Yeah.
You can tackle?
Yeah.
But you can't sort of like sling someone to the ground, is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you have like scoring in your games?
Yeah.
You do? So do you have a ladder?
No.
Oh, okay. Is there like a scoreboard though? Does that keep the score?
We just keep the scores in our head.
Yeah, of course you do. Yep, that's right. So with that in mind, how's your team been going this year in your head scoreboard?
Really good.
Yeah, you've been winning most of your games?
Yeah.
What position are you enjoying playing at the moment, Riley?
Midfield.
Midfield, so you love doing a fair bit of running?
Yeah.
Are you a strong mark, Riley?
Pretty good.
Pretty good mark. What about your kicking? Can you kick on both feet?
I do the one hand.
A one-handed mark?
Kick.
Oh, one hand. Oh, yeah, well, that's cool. Can you kick on both your right foot and your left foot?
No, I can't really kick on my left.
Oh, so you need to work on that, don't you?
Yeah.
You know the best thing to do, Riley? Is just go in the backyard. You got a little bit of a backyard happening at home? Just get the footy and just practice. Just dropping the ball onto your foot. Just practice kicking it. Kicking it up against the garage wall or something like that. Don't kick it near a glass wall because you'll break the glass. But you can kick it against bricks. It just needs to be an old footy because it'll get pretty crunched up and stuff from kicking against the bricks. But if you do it, if you do that 10, 20 times every day, you'll be surprised at how quickly you'll become you might even become a better left foot kicker than your right foot.
Okay.
Just give it a shot. Hey, okay. Riley, thank you for calling. I very much appreciate it. Now, because you're playing in the under eights, that means very soon you're going to have a milestone game, I reckon, soon. So for you, a $50 voucher towards your next milestone game banner. So when you play 50 games for the Cheltenham Panthers, Mum and Dad will be able to ring up milestonebanners.com.au and they will make you a banner for the day. How cool is that?
Cool.
And you'll be able to run through the banner and all that sort of stuff. So I'll give you that prize, mate. You hang on to the line. We'll grab your details. Thank you for calling, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Tony.
See you, buddy. All the best. Thanks for calling, mate. Heather joins us out there as well. G'day, Heather. Are you there, Heather? Hello, Heather. We'll put her on hold, see if Heather comes back to us in just a sec. Let's go to Matthias, though. He joins us for a chat. G'day, Matthias.
Hi, g'day, Tony. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you, mate. How are you as a Saints fan? Are you a little bit confident about today?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident seeing as Ablett and Aaron Hall aren't playing.
That's a big shock that Ablett's not playing. It was meant to be his 300th game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, maybe they just want to. Maybe they're saving him for when they go back up to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Matthias, do you know what that means?
It means I want a box of footy cards.
No. Yes, it does. Of course it does. Oh, I was only playing with you. Well done, buddy. You have been adjudged our caller of the day. So for that reason, you will get a box, I think 36 packs of 2017 Select AFL footy cards, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, I reckon you will want like a gold Nick Revolt card or something, wouldn't you?
Well, the best card in the set is a Brownlow Predictor. And if you get the Brownlow Predictor of the winner of the Brownlow Medal, you get a signed Brownlow Medal card. So I would like someone that's like in contention, like Dustin Martin, Rory Sloane.
Oh, yeah, good, yeah. Right. That'd be good. Patrick Dangerfield.
Yeah, Dangerfield.
Yeah, the couple of, who's the bloke from Sydney? What's his name?
Dan Hanbury?
Oh, no, not from Sydney, from GWS.
Oh, Josh Kelly?
Josh Kelly, yes, that's right.
He's had a good year.
He's had a great year too. So there's a few. Anyone from St Kilda a chance to win the Brownlow?
I reckon that Seb Ross might be a chance.
Ooh, there you go. There's a bit of an outsider, Sebby Ross. Mm. All right, mate. Well, good luck to the Saints today.
Thanks.
It's been a testing year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think you guys had some really high expectations off the back of last year's form.
Yeah.
And the boys just haven't really lived up to it.
No, not yet.
No, but you know what? Melbourne have turned it around.
Definitely.
And, if they can, then there's no reason why the Saints can't. You're not too far behind. Hey, bad news about, was it Paddy McCartan who got another head knock yesterday?
Yeah, I heard that.
Gee whiz. That's, six or so in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Not good.
Another concussion.
Yeah, and it's just, we're getting a few kids now who are getting these concussions. Brayshaw from Melbourne and Griffiths from Richmond. It's not good. Oh, yeah, not good. All right, mate. Hey, Matthias, hang on to the line, mate. We'll grab your details. Box of footy cards coming your way. So, well done. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Talk soon, mate. Good luck to the Saints.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Let's go to our final corner for the morning. And we say hello to Ashton out at Sorrento. G'day, Ashton.
Hi, Toby.
How are you, mate?
Great.
Fantastic. How's life out there at the Sorrento Sharks?
Oh, that's good.
You playing under nines or under tens?
Under nines.
Under nines. Tell us all about under nines footy out your way, mate. Is it fairly competitive?
Oh, it's competitive, all right.
Yeah? Do you play with a lot of kids from your school? Your mates from school and stuff?
Yeah.
That's great. Right. So on Monday when you get to school, like, that's all you do is just talk about Sunday's game? Yeah, and you throw that in with some AFL footy talk as well. Do you guys get any work done on Monday?
Beg your pardon?
I said, do you guys get any work done at school on Monday? All you'll be doing about is talking about footy all day.
Yeah,
Yeah, quite a bit.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear. So what's your favourite position, Ashton? Where do you like playing for the Sereno Sharks?
Rock Rover.
Oh, yeah, cool. Very cool. Now, do you want to be a Sorrento senior player when you grow up? Would you love to play for Sereno?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, very good team. Very good team. They've got some good players out there. They've got and some really big supporters too. Yeah. Scotty Palmer, an old mate of ours, is a big Sorrento man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that way. That's fantastic. Hey, Ashton, what footy team do you break for?
Hawthorn.
The Mighty Hawks. What a good win for them on Thursday.
Yeah, it was great.
You know what? That must have been one of the better wins for you guys as a supporter because it was probably one that you really didn't expect.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get thrashed.
Yeah, and they're the ones that you love getting. For Hawthorn for the last few years, because you had premierships and all that sort of stuff, you've been a pretty good team, so I think you're probably expected to win most of your games. So when you did, it's not a real surprise. But this would have been a real surprise, I reckon, for Hawthorn fans.
Mm, it was.
17th versus first, and up you went. That's good stuff. Hey, Ashton, thank you for calling. We've got to head off. You know what I'm going to give you?
What?
You and Mum or you and Dad can come and bring a friend for a bit of a drive into Keysborough over the school holidays, which isn't too far from Thrin. I think it's only like a 45-minute drive or something. And have a go at the... a double pass to the Extreme Air Trampoline Park out at Keysborough.
That will be great.
All right, mate. You look after yourself. Have a fantastic last week of school.
Yeah,
and have a great game of footy today.
I will.
Good on you, mate. See you, Ashton.
See you, Toby.
Thanks, buddy. I'm pretty sure he called me Toby twice then, but that's all right. Just don't call me late for dinner. Thanks to all our callers this morning on the NAB AFL Auskick Show. We're wrapping it up. We'll do it again next week.